Welcome to Fierce Feminine Leadership, the success podcast for women in business. Each week, we feature interviews and advice to help you step into your power and lead your way. Now, here's your host, women's leadership expert, Eleanor Beaton.
Welcome to Fierce Feminine Leadership. Eleanor Beaton here, and I am delighted, Fierce Ones, to welcome you to episode 3. Now, if you are ready to take a big step forward this year, if you are prepared to up-level, then I'm thrilled to share today's episode, because whether you are looking to dial up sales and revenues in your business, unlock coveted opportunities that may have eluded you in the past, or land the big promotions that perhaps passed you by in yesteryear, then this episode is for you, because I'm going to show you the number one key to drive professional growth. And that is through networking with power players, not just any networking, because as women, we do a great job of building relationships across. I'm talking about networking up. Now, this stems directly from my interview with Sharon Lecter in episode 2. And you can go to eleanorbeatonpodcast.com/2 to check out that interview. And in that interview, Sharon describes the power of association as a key factor in scaling your business to 8 figures and beyond. And Sharon Lecter is an incredible entrepreneur who has taken multiple businesses to multiple 8 figures and beyond. So in today's episode, I'm going to take what Sharon and I talked about in that interview a little deeper and provide you with some highly practical tools that you can use today. And remember, our focus is about working smarter, not harder. As busy professional women, time is an absolute jewel for us. And so we want to spend it well. So this is not about adding extra things to your to-do list. It's about diving deeper, digging in, and working smarter, not harder. So I'm going to share 5 secrets to network with power players in your industry in order to grow quickly and sustainably. You can go to eleanorbeatonpodcast.com/3 to get the cheat sheet that accompanies this episode. So don't bother taking notes. I've got it all there for you. eleanorbeatonpodcast.com/3 to get the cheat sheet. And there'll be places in there for you to add notes as well. Before I get into the 5 tips, I want to frame this up with you. When it comes to powerful associations, to networking with power players, this is not a hunting game, ladies. It's a trapping game. So I have never hunted. I don't know why I'm using a hunting reference, but I just am, because it's a powerful metaphor. Networking with powerful people is not about going out and hunting them down. It's about trapping. It's about attracting them to you. It's about being you, standing for something, being known for something, and thereby attracting the right connections and associations and relationships to you that are going to help you advance, grow, make a difference, make your mark. So, tip number 1, it's informal. So, when it comes to networking with power players, the thing to keep in mind is that in order to reach that level to begin with, they are expert relationship builders. And relationships and the most powerful networks and conversations happen offline. They happen informally. So I want you to understand that the most powerful associations are going to be made through friends, through hobbies, through casual conversations at work. They're going to happen casually. And so I really want to invite you wherever you go to let the best of you shine, to not be afraid to make a little bit of small talk, to share about things that are important to you. And obviously we keep things professional, but we invite people in, we invite people to make a personal connection with us, because we know that the most powerful associations and relationships are built informally. So that's tip number 1. Remember that powerful associations are built through informal networks. Number 2, build your personal brand. You have got to be known for something, because this is a trapping game, not a hunting game. You want to become known for something to be memorable. And the way to build a powerful personal brand, you know, in the world of the online world today, we see tons of beautiful airbrushed photographs and bold claims. This is not about the superficial level of a personal brand. When I'm working closely with women around personal branding, we are getting to the heart of what their position is on certain issues, what their message is. So take a position in meetings, be known for something. If you are an entrepreneur, really build up your thought leadership around a specific issue. If you are working within an organization, ensure that when you are at the table, you have a voice, you contribute to the discussion, and you take a position. That is how you build a powerful personal brand. If you're great with details, build your brand around the details. If you're great with big ideas, build your brand around having the great ideas. If you are an amazing implementer, build your brand by leveraging that strength as an implementer. If you're not sure what your personal brand is, then I have a resource that can quickly help you determine what it is, so that you can leverage it to forge powerful associations with heavy hitters. So go to fiercefemininequiz.com. That link will include in the show notes, fiercefemininequiz.com. Take the quiz. It's 2 minutes, but it really helps you to get clear on what you're known for, what your strengths are, so that you can build upon them and become known for something. So number two, build your personal brand. Number three, create opportunities. So when I am working particularly with professional women who are really looking to find sponsors, to find experts in their field, there's a lot of, I'm just going to, you know, send a note to this person and see if they want to go out for coffee or see if I can pick their brain. I can tell you that powerful people are inundated with requests to pick their brain, to have coffee, to help. What you want to do is set yourself apart by creating an opportunity. A powerful person, especially a powerful person in business, has gotten to that point by developing a keen eye for following opportunity, exploring opportunity. So we want to give them an offer that they can't refuse. So rather than saying, Mrs. Brown, I would love to take you out for coffee to pick your brain about X, Y, or Z. Rather, you think about an opportunity. So this involves research. Find out what Mrs. Brown is interested in, what is in it for her. Think about how you could help this person, and what you have to offer is actually an opportunity for that person. And so rather than inviting them to have coffee and pick their brain, what you're saying instead is, Mrs. Brown, I see some incredible opportunities to collaborate on XYZ this year. If you have 5 minutes, I would love to show you what I see. So what you've done is you've injected a certain amount of mystery. You're painting the picture that there's an opportunity here. You're saying you can talk to them in 5 minutes. You kept it very short. So this is a very, very powerful way to communicate with heavy hitters. Create the opportunity. Tip number four, take smart risks. This has everything to do with being memorable. In the show notes, I'm going to link to a video training that I've done, a 2-minute video training on specific types of risks you should take. But I will tell you that when it comes to standing out in the crowd, positioning yourself within a large organization, and really standing out in your power as a memorable person to be reckoned with, there is nothing like taking smart risks. Power players understand that risks are tied to reward, and they tend to have an appreciation for people who are willing to take smart risks. What kind of smart risks? Well, a couple of things. One is that you can look for the new, emerging, unproven areas within your industry or your organization and volunteer for roles or contracts in that space, in the new emerging space, because anyone who is serious about business knows that that's where the big opportunities are. The second thing that you can do when it comes to taking smart risks is to, this is particularly true for people who are working within organizations, to volunteer for the tough assignments that other people don't want. Anybody who has been around understands that the person who is willing to volunteer for the tough assignments that others don't want is somebody who they're going to pay close attention to. This doesn't necessarily mean cleaning up and picking up the glasses after the meeting. I'm talking about tough assignments, taking on projects that perhaps have failed in the past, but are important to the organization. These are tough assignments that other people don't want. A great risk to take to be able to really set yourself apart and attract the attention of powerful connections and mentors. And the final tip for networking with power players is to look for opportunities to connect in 10 minutes or less. Earlier, I alluded to the fact that these individuals are incredibly busy. Time is a premium for them, and they are inundated with requests for mentors to have coffee, to sit down, to pick their brain. You want to distinguish yourself by ensuring that you have questions, you have conversations, that you're there with something that they can answer in 10 minutes or less. So when I am really looking to get in front of a power player, what I will say is, do you have an opportunity for a short phone call? I need 3 minutes to run an opportunity by you to see what you think. And clearly, the conversations usually last longer than 3 minutes. But the point is, I've been respectful of their time. I'm showing them again the opportunity, which is from tip number 3. But I'm also making it so that I'm not a burden, so that it's an easy way out for them. So there you go. Keep things informal. Build your personal brand. Create opportunities. Take smart risks. Keep it to 10 minutes or less. These are 5 tips that are going to help you build powerful associations that are going to really help you drive your business and your career forward. And of course, this is about working smarter, not harder. So I want you to go and download the cheat sheet at eleanorbeatonpodcast.com/3. That's going to give you these tips in a really easy to digest formula with a couple of questions for reflections. Okay, Fierce Ones, thank you so much for listening to Fierce Feminine Leadership. This is Eleanor Beaton signing off. And remember, I invite you to claim your power, change the world, and stay fierce till next time.
Thank you for listening to Fierce Feminine Leadership. Be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. While you're there, leave us a fierce review. When you leave a review, your name is automatically entered into a monthly draw. Each month, we'll draw one reviewer to automatically receive a private coaching session with women's leadership expert Eleanor Beaton. So remember, head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Then leave us a review for your chance to win a private coaching session with Eleanor Beaton. Go to eleanorbeatonpodcast.com and sign up to get your free cheat sheet, The 5 Critical Leadership Skills of 7-Figure Business Women. This free download will help you diagnose the exact skills you need to see major growth in your business and career. Head over to eleanorbeatonpodcast.com and get your free download today.